Matthew is going to come and read our Bible passage for us now. So do turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10, looking at verses 21 to 24. And you can find this on page 733 in the church Bibles.
At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
Friends, it'd be a great help if I switch my microphone on. I've got my microphone on. It'd be great help to me, and I trust to you as well, if you could turn back to Luke chapter 10. All over the place. Luke chapter 10, verse 21. And before we dig into those verses together, let me pray. Let's ask for the Lord's help. Our Father, we thank you for what the young people were learning last weekend, that the Bible is not a dusty old book, but that through its pages, you, the living God, speak. And we pray this afternoon that by the power of your Spirit, you would give us ears to hear what you are saying about your Son. Amen. In this passage, we're continuing our series through Luke's Gospel, and you'll notice that Jesus is really excited. And whenever you meet someone who's really excited, who's sort of bouncing around with excitement, you want to know, don't you? You want to know, what's so exciting? What are you so excited about? What is Jesus excited about? He's excited about what his Father is doing. I say, what is his Father doing? Have a look at verse 21. "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure." That's what Jesus is excited about, but what does it mean? I need two people to help me. I need a grown-up to come and sit on this chair, and I need a member of probably older junior church to come and sit on this chair. Who could come and help me? Absolutely nobody. And, Nicholas, you're going to come and help me? And can someone from our older junior church, you come and help me? Now, could you tell everyone your name?
I'm Nicholas.
This is Nicholas. Could you tell everyone your name?
George.
This is George. Thank you, George. I just need two at the moment, but there'll be a chance to come in a bit later. Okay? Two people. Nicholas, George. Did you see in the passage there were two types of people? Did you see? There are the wise and the learned, and there are the little children. And wise and learned is not about being clever. It's about being a bit of a know-it-all. Did you know people like that? People who think they know it all. People who think they don't need God to tell them how to live. People who think they can work it out all by themselves. They're fine without him. I'm going to give Nicholas, can you be the know-it-all? Okay, don't take it personally, it's just a visual aid, okay? Nicholas is the know-it-all. Did you see the other sort of people? The other sort of people, the little children, are the sort of people who, well, it's not that they're stupid, it's that they know that they don't know it all. They're the sort of people who need help. They're the sort of person who says, I've tried to live all by myself, but actually it hasn't gone very well. I've hurt people. I've lost my way. I'm not fine. And I realize I do need him. George, can you be the no, I need help sort of a person, okay? Two types of people. And God is bringing salvation to the world. He's come to give us the chance to be friends with him forever. The problem is, we can't see it. I need you to put this blindfold on. Well, I'll put it on for you, shall I? So that there's no suspicion that there's any cheating going on. We can't see what God is doing, how he's come into the world to make us friends with him forever. So, I'm going to hold up some things. And if you can tell me what they are, you can keep them. Okay, Nicholas, can you tell me what this is? No, okay. close. George, can you tell me what this is? Okay, let's try something else. Nicholas, can you tell me what this is?
It's a spoon.
George, can you tell me what this is?
Silverware.
Okay, it's not going terribly well, is it? What should we do? But the reason Jesus is so excited is because here is what his Father is doing. Here is what his Father is doing. Now, Nicholas, what am I holding up?
A small bicycle.
George, what am I holding up?
Badges.
Badges, brilliant. You get to keep the badges. Brilliant. Nicholas, what am I holding up?
A piece of spaghetti.
George, what am I holding up?
Cards.
You get to keep the cards. Isn't this good? Let's see, what else have we got? Nicholas, what am I holding up?
An IKEA chair.
George, what am I holding up?
A mini parachute.
A mini parachute. You get to keep the parachute. Do you see? Should we do one more? Nicholas, what am I holding up? This is going to be quite hard for everyone to see. What am I holding up?
A clues page.
George, what am I holding up?
A miniature beetle.
A little beetle. You get to keep the beetle. Do you see? That is what the Father is doing. The Father is bringing salvation to the world. He's giving us the chance to be friends with him forever. And the know-it-alls can't see it. But the people who know they need help, for them, he takes the blindfold off. He opens their eyes so they can see all the riches of salvation, so they can enjoy friendship with him forever. Thank you both so much. Let me keep the labels. You go and sit. You can't sit down. It's probably not safe, is it? For health and safety reasons, I'll remove the blindfold. George, you get to keep the stuff. Let's have a think about that. Why is that something that Jesus is so excited about? Well, we live in a world where the know-it-alls get it all. And the know they need helps get left out. And that makes for a very brutal world. It means you feel you have to be a know-it-all. It means you don't want to admit you are a no, I need help, in case people look down on you. And Jesus is rejoicing because his Father, the ways of his Father are not like the ways of this world. In his kingdom, it's just the other way around. In his kingdom, it's the know-it-alls who get left out. And it's the no, I need helps who get it all. Do you see? God is calling people into friendship with him. And there's a warning here, isn't there? If you think you know it all, that you don't need God, you will never see him. And there are bound to be people like that in this room this afternoon. People who say things like, well, this is the 21st century. I mean, you have to be a bit stupid to believe in God. But actually, you know a lot of very intelligent people who do believe in God. But when they offer to talk to you about why they believe, when they invite you to come and investigate for yourself, they lend you a book or they invite you on a course, you don't really want to. Because the real issue is not intellectual. It's about what's going on in your heart. You don't want to admit that you need him. Because you know it all. And Jesus says that means you will never see. You will never see. But if you know you need help, see, you might think, well, I've got nothing to offer God. There's not going to be a place for someone like me in his kingdom. If you know you need help, Jesus says, good news. You are exactly the sort of person whose eyes he will open. And he'll take the blindfold off. And you will see him and you will enjoy friendship with him forever. And that's why Jesus is rejoicing. Because that's what his Father is doing in the world today. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news when we think of family and friends who can't see? Pray that the Father would open their eyes. Because do you see, Jesus says at the end of verse 21, this was your good pleasure. That is the Father's pleasure. You pray for him to open people's eyes. It is a prayer he delights to answer. It's what he wants, because he wants us to enjoy life with him forever. But there's a kind of follow-up question. How is he doing it? How is the Father opening up people's eyes? The answer is, he's doing it through his Son. He's doing it through Jesus. People often say, of course, Jesus was just a very good teacher. He was no more than that. He was just an ordinary sort of a man. What do you make of what he says here? Verse 22, do you see? Jesus says, all things have been committed to me by my Father. So the Father is bringing salvation, but Jesus says, all things have been committed to me. Did you see what he's saying? The Father is bringing salvation, but he has put the job of saving the world in my hands. Do you see? Not just good news, God is saving people, but good news, God is saving people through me. What sort of a person can say that? That's not an ordinary thing to say. He's not an ordinary sort of person. Do you see how he goes on to explain his unique, his very special relationship with the Father? No one knows who the Son is except the Father. And no one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Again, it's difficult stuff, isn't it? What is Jesus saying? Okay, for this, I need two helpers. I need two helpers. I've got my little labels, and I need two helpers. It doesn't really sort of matter how old they are, but I do need two. Okay, I'm going to take Lucy, and I'm going to take... Actually, Leah was down from earlier. Leah, you come and join. No, Lucy and Leah, I need two. Two's good, okay? Lucy, will you stand here? I've not really thought this out, so let's see if this works. Leah, will you stand here? And Leah, can you be the Father? I'm going to be the Son. And Lucy, can you be Lucy? Okay? Now, let's see if we can work this out. The Father and the Son have a really special relationship. Father and Son have known each other and loved each other since before the beginning of time. Yeah? We have a really special relationship. Now, poor old Lucy, she doesn't really know us because she's an ordinary sort of a human being. But in his love, the Father sends the Son into the world, here am I going into the world, to say to Lucy, let me introduce you to my Father. Come and meet my father. And you need to shake hands. Do you see? And the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and Lucy are now all enjoying relationship. Thank you. Sit down. Brilliant. Okay. Do you see? People sometimes say, well, of course, yeah, you know, I do believe in God. I just don't see where Jesus fits in. You can't get to know the Father unless the Son introduces you. And the Father is at work, you see. He's bringing people into friendship with him, but he's doing it through his Son. And that's why Jesus sent his followers into the towns and the villages. Do you remember from last week? He says, tell them about me. Tell them who I am. Tell them what I am doing. That's why week in, week out, we try and preach Jesus. That's why when we talk to our friends, it's so easy to talk about church or God, but you know, it doesn't really help them. We're to talk to them about the Son, about Jesus. If you want to know God, turn to him. And people sometimes say, don't they, well, where's the evidence for God? And they're not quite sure where to look. And Jesus says, the answer is, look at me. Look at who I am. Listen to what I say. Look at what I've done. Look at Jesus, and you will start to see who God is, who he really is, that he's the God who's the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You'll start to see who God is, and actually you'll start to see who you are. You'll start to see that you're not all sorted. You don't know it all. And actually you need him. You do. You need him to save you. So do you see? The Father is going around the world, opening eyes. But he's doing it through his Son. You want to know God? Go to Jesus. So the story so far is that the Father is bringing people into friendship with his Son, with him, and he's doing it through his Son. And you see what Jesus says in the next verse? Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Blessed. If he has opened our eyes, we are blessed. And blessed just means lucky. If he has opened our eyes, we are lucky, lucky people. Now, can I invite anyone who helped with the youth weekend away to stand with me? You might have cooked, or you might have given a talk, or been one of the leaders. Can you stand up the front? It's not a trick question, just all the people who helped with the youth weekend away, come and stand with me. All this side. Now, can you see what I've got here? Can you see? I spent the morning sitting in my study smelling the delicious smell of baking, yeah? And I thought, brilliant! I can smell brownies and cupcakes, and then the brownies with the little bits of raspberry in them. And I was thinking, wow, brilliant! I can't wait to eat the brownies and the cupcakes. And then, do you know what? I made a dreadful discovery. A dreadful discovery. Because it turns out that the brownies with the raspberries and the cupcakes with the icing and the hundreds of thousands, they weren't even for me. They were to thank all the people who helped on the youth weekend away. So I have to give them over to all the people who helped on the youth weekend away. So I smelt them, and they were delicious to smell, but I never even tasted them at all. What are they like? Just out of interest. Could you just give us a feel for what they're like? Any good? Oh, they're pretty good, are they? Okay. But not that good, you'd say. I mean, not, you know, I haven't missed.
You're missing out.
No, I'm missing out. Okay. You see, I am looking at you thinking, you lucky people. I smelt them, you tasted them. Okay? You think, what has this got to do with Luke chapter 10? Do you want to stay there for a moment? Stay there for a moment. Look at what Jesus says in verse 24. Just keep enjoying the taste of those brownies. Do you see what he says in verse 24? I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but didn't see it, and hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Actually, this might be where you need to move aside, because I'm going to show a picture of an Old Testament prophet. There's Isaiah. You don't have to go. I think we still want to sort of feel the impact of those goodies. Just stay over to one side. Actually, you might have to go. What am I talking about? You're blocking the view. I haven't thought it through at all, have I? In the Old Testament, prophets like Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus is saying, prophets like Isaiah smelled the smell of salvation. Isaiah knew God's plan. He knew that he promised that his son was going to come into the world and be born as a baby. He knew that God's son was going to grow up and die like a lamb. He knew that our sins were going to be forgiven so that we could become friends with God forever. Isaiah smelled the smell of salvation. It was wonderful, but he never got to taste it for himself. Or Jesus talks about the Old Testament kings like David. David smelled the smell of salvation. He knew someone descended from him would set up God's kingdom and rule forever, and that under his rule, everything would be put right and it would be wonderful. He smelled the smell, but he never got to taste it for himself. And Jesus is saying to us, to you and me this afternoon, the prophets and the kings smelled the smell of salvation. But we are blessed. We are lucky people. Why? Because we get to taste it. Think of some of the things Jesus has been calling his followers to in these last few chapters. He said, are you ready to give up your home for me? Are you ready to go overseas for me? Are you ready to put me before your hobbies, before your family, before your job? Are you ready to give yourself to telling others about me, even if they savage you for it? Friends, I think it's quite easy to think of ourselves as people who got a raw deal because of Jesus. No. Because of Jesus, we are lucky. Lucky people. The Father is bringing people into friendship with Him. He's doing it through the Son. He's opened our eyes. If we are friends with Him, then we may get mocked. We may not get invited to the party. We may miss out on promotion. We may stay single. But we are blessed. We are lucky people. Because we get to taste salvation. And they smelt it, we get to taste it. We get to taste the love of the God who made us. And His love tastes better than anything this world has to offer. You say, really? Yes, because your health will fail. Your career will end. You won't always be able to play rugby. You may not get the part in the play that was everything to you. The people you love will let you down. And there are days when you will feel like nobody really wants you. And Jesus is saying the God who made you wants you. That's why He sent His Son, so that you might taste His love. And if we have tasted His love, we are lucky people. Because there's nothing better in all the world. And when we get how good it is to be loved by Him, the point is we cannot keep Him to ourselves. so good. The world needs to know. And that's why Jesus sends his followers from here out. Let's pray. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Lord Jesus, we're sorry for when we sometimes feel like following you is the raw deal. Pray that you would show us in our hearts afresh that if we know you, if we've tasted your love, we are lucky, lucky people, that we have treasure more precious than anything else this world could give. And we pray that for the honor of your name. Amen.